The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Todd Mitchell. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. We had a lot of folks weigh in last hour on what now for the VA. What do you want to have happen at the VA? Big parlor game going on. A big national story today is the parlor game is, people calling for someone who had an organization to resign, okay? And there are growing voices, including Minnesota Senator Al Franken now, another senator from Colorado, a Democrat, Mark Udall. A bunch of Republicans have already weighed in. But when Republicans call for a Democratic administration's leader to resign, it's not really news, right? Because you expect Republicans to be the first to say, resign. So John McCain and a whole host of Republicans have said that Eric Shinseki, who heads the Veterans Affairs Administration, should resign. Everybody sort of yawns. Well, now a few Democrats are doing it as well. Colin Peterson, probably the closest to home, Republican, or rather Democratic House member, represents Minnesota's 7th District, has said he ought to resign. I'm less interested in what politicians of either party think ought to happen and more interested in what you think ought to happen. And a growing number of folks also have said, we ought to just allow veterans to access care anywhere, privatize it. You agree with that? So anyway, big story nationally. Interested in what folks here at home think. Welcome your input on that. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. Another way to call us up and or email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. A lot of Facebook questions on this as well. But appreciated the dialogue last hour from folks on the phone, on the program, and welcome more of that this hour as well. Later this hour, we're going to chat with a fellow by the name of Rick Santorum. Remember him? Presidential candidate, last go around on the Republican side. Former senator. He's written a book called Blue Collar Conservative. Are you a blue collar conservative? He says we need to recommit to an America that works, and the blue-collar conservative is the way to do it. He also says if the Republican Party can't appeal to blue-collar conservatives, blue-collar voters, it'll never recapture the White House, and it won't deserve to. You agree with that? Talks about why the GOP lost last go-around, what needs to be done differently to close the gap. He talks about the Republican Party message really alienates and is irrelevant for many Americans. Talks a lot about energy, domestic energy, and how it can be used as a catalyst for an American revival. Amen. Talks about Common Core, by the way. Big issue on education. A lot of North Dakotans concerned about that. So, anyway, Rex Santorum later this hour. Looking forward to that conversation. Most importantly, for your input form on the program we call What's On Your Mind. What is on your mind today? Is it the VA? Is it the next presidential election or who the candidate ought to be? Whatever it is, we welcome your mind. We welcome finding out what's on your mind and you letting us know on the program. Don't we, Todd?
Absolutely.
We want to know. Should Heidi Heitkamp join Al Franken in calling for the resignation of the VA secretary? Should we privatize the VA? You tell us. Gary, you're first to go on the program. We call What's On Your Mind. Hello, Gary.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Welcome.
Okay. Thanks. I'm calling in about the VA scandal. I think that heads should roll from the top down, who's ever responsible, and it shouldn't be just the VA secretary or whatever. It's all the way down to the bottom if that's what it takes. But where we need bonuses paid, in my view, is to be paid toward whistleblowers. I'm still looking or waiting to find out what happened with Fast and Furious, with the IRS scandal, with Benghazi, with, you know, there's a whole host of things that we need people to come forward and step up and say, this is wrong. We've got such an inept administration here that they're not qualified. It doesn't seem like Obamacare, for instance, the people that wrote that program, totally inept. Not qualified to do that, but they're Obama supporters. Payback, I presume. That's my opinion, and thanks a lot.
Thanks for sharing it, Gary. I appreciate that. Gary wants heads to roll at the VA. And by the way, just hold somebody accountable. You know, it's such a novel concept that you have somebody in government say, all right, I would love to see Eric Shinseki say, for the good of the cause, I'm going to step aside. And we have the hubbub going on now to say somebody ought to resign. Who's asking for his resignation? Just fix the problem. And it's so rare that somebody's held accountable. So I share your frustration, Gary, completely. 800-228-0550. What do you want to have happen? And by the way, what do you think about privatization? Jason says, I'd rather see Al Franken and Colin Peterson resign. The VA has had problems since its inception, but Congress does nothing but throw money at the problem. If Congress used the VA system of health care, the problems would get fixed real quick. Kathleen says, McCain came out asking for his resignation or firing. Really, John, as a senator and a vet from Arizona, you know nothing after all these years? Shame on you. Bob says, typical big government preview of Obamacare. Waste, fraud, abuse, and bonuses for doing a bad job. Susan says, I guess these politicians have to look like they're doing something. It's all for show. I'm with you, Susan. I think that's what it happens. You know, that's what generally happens in these cases. You know, they got to look like they're pounding the table asking for somebody to resign. Completely agree. Jerry, Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Yeah, Scott. I mean, I sat last night and I watched that hearing for over 2 hours. And after I got done with the hearing, I came to a couple of conclusions, just like some of those people on that panel, both Republicans and Democrats. You know, number one, so that general that's running the thing, if he'd have been in the Army, he'd have been fired like Schwarzkopf fired his general that didn't deliver the mission. So he should go. Number two, we got to revamp the civil service system. I mean, these middle managers, they sat up there last night and they hawed me, oh, they're going to do better, they're going to do better. And then the one gal just kept referring to the general counsel. You know, there are over 700 attorneys in the VA department. And that's probably part of our problem also, is we've got too many attorneys trying to protect civil service employees and everything else. That's got to change. And as far as why are these middle managers, they sit in Washington, D.C., and all this stuff is going on outside their jurisdiction, and these people report to them? It doesn't make any sense to me. So all we heard last night, I don't know, I don't know. The same thing in every hearing. I don't know, I don't know. So government's going to be changed, and you know, starting with the civil service system. I mean, because these people, they're not accountable. That's all I got to say on that.
Appreciate it, Jerry. New story a few minutes ago here out of the Politico news organization says President Barack Obama hasn't decided to fire Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki, at least not yet. But he has reached the point where he doesn't know if Shinseki will be able to fix the problems at the VA. please. Harris and Botwin. Where's Botwin, Harris?
Good morning.
Morning to you. Where's Botwin?
Where is Botwin?
Botwin. Okay.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm starting to Google Botwin because our screen says Botwin, and I thought, wait a minute. I don't know where that is.
Exactly. So B-O-T-T-W-I-N. But Botwin is where you're calling from. Now, I've been there, done that, so I know where Botwin is.
We know where that is.
We can skip that and go right to your points on the VA.
everything is somewhere from here. Okay. Privatizing the VA. I ran a program for the Army to attempt to privatize 4,800 positions at a military base in New Jersey. And OMB Circular A76 says that in order to privatize a government function, one has to write a statement of work defining how much has to be done, how often. You have to define what's a good job, what's a bad job, and what your acceptable quality level is. In other words, you have to define, if you don't do it properly, you actually have to determine what level is good or bad and how you penalize the contractor for not doing it properly.
Hang in there, Harris. This is someone actually involved with a decision about whether something can be privatized. I'm curious. We have a break, though. Stay tuned.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, provides current, accurate, detailed weather data for North Dakota. It consists of more than 70 automated weather stations across North Dakota and border regions of surrounding states. Weather data is retrieved daily from each station, checked for validity, and made available early each morning on the NDON website, ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu. This website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models to help soybean farmers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council encourages all soybean farmers to check out the NDON website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnon. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. From the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, KTGO, Tioga, 1090 Radio, and of course, KLTC in Dickinson. By the way, some rain showers in Minot, 79. Bismarck 80 and clear. Fargo 78 and clear at this hour. Tioga 73 and clear. Dickinson 75 and clear. Sydney, Montana, cloudy 73 right now. I would say, for the most part, a beautiful day. Aberdeen's 81 and sunny right now. Valley City 75 and clear. Don't get me started. 79 on Devil's Lake at this hour. Grand Forks 77 and cloudy. All right, Harrison Botno has actually worked to privatize things and called in to talk about the privatization of the VA. We had to go to the break, so we interrupted you in the middle of you explaining how the process works. Harris, can you see your way to the privatization of the VA? Is that
doable? I have to say, I can't see how they could possibly do it. We wound up breaking it down to 408 positions, which were our base support functions on a research facility for armaments for the Army. The thing is, you have to write the statement work that I started describing, which describes what has to be done, how often, what's good or bad, all that sort of things, listing each function that might be done. You exclude anything that's a governmental function, which would include things like giving security clearances to our individuals. So there are things which are governmental, but in essence, everything that the, I'm going to say in this case, military does, could be done by a private individual or a contractor. Now, the second half of it is you have to come up with a acceptable quality level for each function. Now, there's some things that are absolutely impossible to describe. What is white if you're doing laundry? One person's opinion, you know, you can't really...
Only in the government would there be a debate over what is white if you're doing laundry. Set aside the bureaucracy and the insanity that you had to deal with, Harris. Does it make sense to privatize the VA and allow for veterans to have to at least access private health care?
Well, I'm a veteran, and of course, I have never used the VA. I know people who have tried and didn't succeed. A good classmate of mine from the Fargo area. He wound up dying before he actually got help there, but he wound up in a nursing home. My wife happens to be in a nursing home right now, and I'm right in front of it. You know, it's a difficult thing. Now, the other half of this privatization is you come up with your in-house bid because you're doing it. You have to decide how you're going to operate. You have to decide how you're going to, in fact, inspect your in-house people if, in fact, they do win. And you have to decide how you're going to inspect the contractor. How many inspectors are you going to have and what are their qualifications?
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting dizzy here.
It just goes on and on. We spent a year and a half. I don't know how much money we spent. There was the in-house civilian personnel people that were involved. There was the quality control individual. I'm a retired engineer. I have a contracting officer's certificate, so I held that half of the position. When I finally got time for the bid, I wanted to go back to engineering. and of course,
I wonder why. Get me out of this privatization debate here, for crying out loud.
Well, what did happen to me was when I left, I was a GS-14, if that means anything. And they replaced me with three GS-14s and a 15.
Wow. Hey, Harris, what I do know is that we appreciate your service. And best to you and your wife as well. And appreciate your call very much. Thanks for listening to Botno today. Man alive, what a sad indictment of our government. Ralph in Gladstone, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ralph.
Yes, I want to talk about Measure 1 that's going to be on the June primary ballot. And what I want to urge everybody to vote no on Measure 1. Now, for the benefit of those that don't know what it is, it's a proposed constitutional amendment placed on the ballot by the North Dakota legislature, which would extend the time period from 90 to 120 days for the Secretary of State to verify signatures to place a measure on the ballot. Now, I think this is kind of a wolf in sheep's clothing. Number one, 90 days is plenty adequate. This is just another monkey wrench or an impediment or an attempt to further cripple the initiative and referral process. Now, that in itself may not be so bad, but they keep coming up with something little by little to cripple the process so to the point where the people are not going to be able to use the initiative and referral process. And sadly to say, it's coming under attack by those that we elect, to represent us in state office. And the last session of the legislature, there were about half a dozen, I think almost, bills that pertain to addition and referral designed to do further cripple the process. And it was an obvious revenge against Measure 2. Measure 2 had the people, had those we elect scared to death that the people might get too much power.
Ralph, appreciate the call, and we did have a debate on that, and I'm glad you're paying attention to Measure 1 and the question. We wanted folks informed about it, and you don't like the idea of adding 30 days, and appreciate you sharing your thoughts, Ralph, in Gladstone. John and Annetta, you got about a minute here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just listening to your caller talking about going, privatization something, and that sounds to me like the rules of privatization were written by a government bureaucrat. How about this for privatization of the VA? You get out of the service, you get a card that entitles you to go to any doctor in the private sector that you want to, and you get treated, and the VA gets billed. How about that for privatization?
I like it. And actually, John McCain has said that he's going to introduce a bill when the Senate returns in June that would let veterans seek medical attention outside of the VA system. There's talk of providing veterans with a credit card or a government ID card so they can obtain private care. Just simply, here's your number, and go get care. So, just exactly like you're talking about, John.
We make this way too complicated because we have a bunch of bureaucrats that are worried about their job.
Exactly right. Appreciate the call, John. Thanks a bunch. Rick Santorum, when we come back, on his new book, Blue Collar Conservatives, Recommitting to an America That Works. Your calls for Rick Santorum to let him know what's on your mind when we come back at 800-228-0550. Call us.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, the best of the best, with a deep cleaning process and that free VIP service. The calendar's flipped to April. What's that mean, Megan?
Starting April 6th, we will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Feel free to give us a call at 701-628-1550 to check for wait times. Otherwise, the later hours will certainly guarantee you a shorter wait time.
And when you do have a wait, don't forget the free VIP service and that great lounge. Now open 24-7 on the truck bypass south of the Cenex Pinnacle, Stanley.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Play a mean trombone, don't you? I like that. I was in Watford City yesterday at the First International Bank, and they have a in the lobby, like the area connecting the bank and the Outlaws and everything. They have a bunch of history on the Stenson family, and they have actually a couple of trombones on display that were actually played by some of the family members. A lot of really neat history there. If you ever get a chance, check that out. It is really neat. That the visitor center in Watford City, they have a real good overview of history, a lot of the ag ranching, history as well as the oil, 50s, 80s, and currently. Do it well. Enjoyed the trip there to Watford City yesterday in the heart of the McKenzie County that is that boom. So appreciate that very much. All right, Rick Santorum is going to join us here momentarily. Is Rick on the line yet? All right, we're ready to roll with our guest, the author of a new book, Blue Collar Conservatives, Recommitting to an America That Works. Someone you know well as a successful victor in the Republican primary in North Dakota and a few other key states in a hotly contested race for the Republican nomination. And prior to that, of course, is a U.S. Senator. And now the co-founder of Patriot Voices, a grassroots and online community of Americans committed to promoting faith, family, and freedom, as well as CEO of Echo Light Studios, a entity that produces and distributes high-quality movies for families of faith. Rick Santorum, back with us on What's on Your Mind. How are you, Senator?
I am doing great. How are you there, Mr. Hennen? Congratulations to the graduate and the family again.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, we've had a busy month. I was just saying, our youngest daughter, her birthday today, and Maria and Hannah, birthday earlier in the month. May is kind of a crazy month and a graduate, so thank you for that very much. How are you doing? How's the family?
I'm doing great. Out here talking about how we can get our country back, and one of the things that we can do to try to bring Americans together who still share the basic values of our country and pull them all together under the proper tent, which is the conservative movement of. And get an electoral majority that can start moving our country back in the right direction.
The book really is a wake-up call for the Republican Party and the establishment right now that you better start paying attention to blue-collar voters, otherwise kiss the White House goodbye forever, right?
That's exactly right, and you know this as well as anybody else. That the key to this is sort of I always say it's a 1-2-3 punch. But you know, first is North Dakota is a great example. Is energy the key to America is energy, and unless we have a robust energy economy and developing the resources that we have. Then all the other things really don't work very well. And this idea of energy scarcity and eliminating energy opportunities for us that we know work and employ lots of people, is folly and is going to further destroy the economy of this country. And so, what's happening with the fracking revolution, is an opportunity for us to reclaim America's made in America heritage, with lower energy prices, manufacturing is coming back to America. And if we can do some other things, which I lay out in the book, we can have a manufacturing renaissance, and combined with energy, combined with the construction that will come from all of that and the jobs created, we will create all sorts of opportunity for new America to pursue the American dream again. And that's the first step in the process. And the first step in that process begins with energy and manufacturing, construction, all the things that come with that. And so that's how to revitalize the economy for middle America and create jobs there to sustain families.
We just had the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference out here, and 5,000 folks and the entire industry here. And, you know, some of the leaders of the industry are really talking about this combination of hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling and what it's doing to unlock this shale play that you talk about in the book all across the country, and certainly in a big way in North Dakota, is not unlike the light bulb, the internet,
no.
and some momentous times in our nation's history, and what it can do to just employ a lot of people. Number one, get the economy going, but in addition to that, get us less dependent on foreign sources of oil and have the energy independence. I mean, there's so much here. But of course the biggest roadblock is our government, right? I mean,
it's like during the Industrial Revolution when we had the automobile, the government would say no, we have a better idea, camels. We need to try something very different, something organic, something that is renewable, and that camels. Well, we have horses and carriages and all that stuff. So we need to do something different, and camels is a better idea because they can serve water and all these. And you're sitting there looking at them, saying, "Wait a minute! You've got the ability to have an automobile that can do all these things, and it works, and it employs lots of people." And they say, "No, camels. That's what we need." That's what the Obama administration is doing. That's what they're trying to shut down and lock down. That's why you see the great growth in the energy industry on private lands. But you see almost no in investment on public lands because of what the Obama administration is doing. And the environmentalists won't even go further and shut down private land drilling. So we've got a battle here. It's the essential first step. But the second step is you get those energy prices lower and stable. You're going to be manufacturing. You create the tax structure and the regulatory framework for manufacturing to come back to this country. It will come back. It'll employ people. It will revitalize small town and rural America. That's where manufacturing occurs. It doesn't occur in downtown New York. It doesn't occur in downtown Philadelphia or Chicago. It occurs in small town and rural America. And so you're talking about creating opportunities for places that have been struggling economically for a long time. To me, that's what Republicans have to start talking about. Conservatives have to start tuning into. And then, of course, the worker training that's necessary to give people the skills that are necessary in high school with vocational schools coming back and the other types of skills training that are necessary to do those jobs.
By the way, our guest Rick Santorum, any questions or comments, certainly welcome for me to be here till the top of the hour. 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Specifically to the energy boom and what you're talking about, Mitt Romney did a pretty good job, didn't he, of using that particular issue. I mean, the president obviously was his usual self. Famously, in one of the debates, he took credit, the president did, for oil and gas production being up, forgetting the inconvenient fact that it's up in areas that he doesn't control, all the private lands,
right,
and actually down, as you point out in the book, in public lands. But How do we improve on Mitt Romney's message, given the fact that it did play a pretty good I was impressed the amount of time that was spent on energy, so it wasn't like that issue got ignored. But what can the Republican Party do better to highlight this issue, in your view?
You have to connect it to how it's going to affect the average worker in America. And you can do some of that directly with energy, but the real power behind energy is what it can do for the rest of the economy. It's not the energy jobs per se. Yes, there are jobs in energy. There's jobs in transportation with energy. Oh, those are all great. But the multiplier effect of being able to make things. And of course, energy is one of the, well, maybe the biggest factor and cost factor in manufacturing. And we now have an advantage over the rest of the world. We have the cheapest gas outside of the Middle East, the cheapest gas in the world. And we have an opportunity to attract manufacturers back to this country and create the jobs that are necessary. I use the example, I don't know if you remember, a few months ago there was a company that was sold called WhatApp. And it was sold for $19 billion. Nobody had ever heard of the company. It sold for $19 billion. And it had 55 employees. $19 billion company, 55 employees. Now imagine a $19 billion manufacturing company. How many employees would it have? And who would be working at that manufacturing plant? That's the difference between the high technology economy, which is great and I'm for it and we need to encourage it and there's lots of wonderful things. But it doesn't do a very good job of, and I know this is going to be a scandalous word, redistributing the wealth. See, capitalism can redistribute wealth on its own. It can spread wealth out if you have jobs that employ people in skill levels all throughout, not just at the top level, but all throughout the company. And manufacturing has done that better than any sector of the economy. And so for us to be agnostic, as the rest of the world eats our lunch because we are uncompetitive because of our tax structure, our regulatory structure, the fact that we have a litigation system that's very punitive to manufacturers, we have an opportunity to compete. I have no doubt we can compete with any country in the world and make things in America to export around the world like we used to if we take the 1-2 punch of energy and then reform of our tax code and regulatory system. We'll get manufacturing jobs here, and we will revitalize the middle of America.
Let's talk about education. A lot of concern over Common Core in our state right now, and you know the establishment's
good
pretty
reason.
Much for establishment's for it. Interestingly, the Republican Party platform has some opposition against it. What's your take on Common Core?
So I talk about this in the book, and it's the wrong approach. The problem in this country is not we need more elite educators telling us how to run our schools. That's been the problem from the beginning of government-run education. We have a 19th century model of educating children that hasn't changed. Why hasn't it changed? Well, because the government is in charge. And when the government is in charge of things, things don't change. I mean, there's no innovation. There's no competition. And so we have a school system that is locked in. And here's another example of the government-run bureaucrats and leaders from our educational institutions telling us how we can fix a broken system, as opposed to understanding what the core problem is in our education system is the lack of parental engagement in the education process. Every teacher will tell you that children who do better in school have parents who are more engaged in their education. And this Common Core says to parents, puts a big sign in front of the school, keep out. We don't want you. We don't care about what you think. We don't really want your input as to what your children are going to learn. And we got this. That is the wrong message we should be sending right now. Common Core is the wrong answer. And I'm not even getting into the details of what Common Core is.
Let's talk about what we ought to do to fix the broken education system. You rightly pointed out that the Common Core is not the fix. What is? We're going to talk about that when we continue with our guest, Rick Santorum. The book, by the way, Blue Collar Conservatives, and Todd has a question, too. We'll get to that coming up. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Before the hour, continuing our conversation, final segment with Rick Santorum, the book Blue Collar Conservative. Questions or comments, welcome. And Todd and Bismarck, we're going to get you in here in just a second. Let me have Senator Santorum finish his answer on Common Core. What's a better way? What's a better way to fix our broken education system? Because we agree it's broke. Common Core is the wrong approach. What's the right approach?
It's using the market, and the market is how we improve everything. I mean, that's how we have, you know, smartphones. That's how we have. I mean, if you look at all the technology improvements, why? Because there's competition, and because people are out there having to produce a better product. It's more oriented to the customer. And the problem with the education system the customer is, unfortunately, the teachers and the administrators, not the what I believe is the customer of the education system, which is the parents, because the parents have the responsibility. As a parent, I have 7 children. We have the responsibility to educate our children. It's not the government's job. It's my job. And the government is there to help, but they're not there to help. They're not doing anything. They're saying, here, you have one type of education. Here it is. You can go here. You have no other options. You have no other choices. And it's un-American to have a system that doesn't meet the needs of parents and their children. We have 7 children. They all learn differently. They have different, we've had them in all sorts of different learning environments, different schools, some homeschooled. Why? Because we understand our kids. We understand what's best for them. Every parent should have the opportunity to do that and should be engaged in the process of giving their children the best possible setting for them to succeed.
Todd Bismarck, your question for our guest, Senator Rick Santorum. Go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, you know, all the talk that I've been hearing has been about the new regulations that they're coming out for the coal-powered power plants, and I just don't understand, what is it going to take for us to get the power away from the EPA so that they can get out of our life? I mean, they've just done an air quality study, and they say some of the cleanest air in the United States is here in North Dakota. Within 60, 70 miles of Bismarck Mandan, we've got 4 or 5 coal-powered fire plants or power plants. You know, and it's just, they always want to regulate. When do we, the people, get the power back?
Well, that's a great question. You get the power back by getting involved in the electoral process and I know you guys did your job in North Dakota, not voting for this president and his Environmental Protection Agency. But we've got to do a better job. And that's why I wrote this book, because I have to do a better job rallying, working men and women across this country to have them understand, you know, what the devastating impact of these policies are to them and the quality of their life. You know, driving up energy costs with these harebrained ideas that have no basis in fact, to provide alternative energy, and the ridiculous notion that man is somehow moving the climate of the world in any kind of meaningful way. Again, these are all, in my opinion, all ideas that are being propped on the American public to create more control by the bureaucrats and by the left as to how we live our lives. And the only way to fight back is to get active and involved in making sure that we elect people who are not going to, buy into this canard that government needs to run and operate everything in our lives.
Appreciate the call, Todd. Brittany emails, ask Senator Santorum to describe what he means by a blue-collar conservative.
A blue-collar conservative is someone who shares the values of our – let me define conservative. I use Russell Kirk's definition. Conservative is a stewardship of our inheritance. That's what conservative means. It means we look to what we have been given by the previous generation of things that have worked. What made America great? What were the things and values that held America together and made it the most successful country in the history of the world? That's what conservatives believe in. We're not socialists. Socialism is an ideology. Libertarianism, it's an ideology, but it's never worked anywhere. It's never been successful in building the great country that America is today. And so what we are saying is, let's just use common sense, let's understand what's worked and succeeded in America. And you know what? Most Americans, blue-collar Americans, share those values. They understand that, you know what? These values of hard work, limited government, faith, family, responsibility, all of these things that built this great country are still values that most blue-collar Americans hold. It's the elites that have abandoned those things, and we need to reconnect with where our voters are. In fact, there was an article by the Wall Street Journal commenting on my book a week or so ago that actually did a poll and said, you know, the Republican Party and the conservative movement is changing. It's no longer white-collar. It's no longer suburban. It's no longer the elites in society. It is, in fact, blue-collar Americans, and that my book is square on point, talking to the people who
who share our values but don't vote for us because they don't think we care about them. And that's the key that this book tries to unlock.
The book, Blue Collar Conservatives, Recommitting to an America That Works, the author, Rick Santorum, a good book and a great man in the middle of a difficult challenge, and that is reforming the Republican Party and trying to get an America That Works cranking, which, by the way, is North Dakota. So we'll just get more North Dakotas all throughout America. Senator, thanks for the time. Great to catch up with you as always. Congrats on the new book, and keep battling, my man.
Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Hope to see you up in North Dakota soon.
We look forward to that. All right, 5 before the hour. Out of time for today, folks, on What's On Your Mind. We'll do it all over again on a normal or not Friday. God bless you one and all, and thank you for listening to What's On Your Mind. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinn, and we'll see you tomorrow. Summertime is officially here. Time to plan your getaway to one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. We're talking Chase on the Lake. Get a load of this deal for listeners of this very radio station. For the entire summer, you can stay 3 nights at Chase and get your 4th night free. Lakeside condo, Lakeview hotel room, classic lodging, every category in play for this great deal. Stay 3 nights, the 4th night is free. Time to plan that vacation. You can explore a little guided fishing on Leech Lake. You can walk to downtown Walker, take a pontoon or jet skis out of the lake, or just relax. Some lakeside dining at the 502 restaurant. Chase on the Lake embodies the comfort of up north. It's great. There's no blackout dates, no restrictions. Pick your dates. Stay 3 nights. Get your 4th night free. Simple as that. In your choice of accommodations at the wonderful Chase on the Lake. Just go to chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.